Good afternoon, I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. For the second day in a row, Florida shattered its record for daily new coronavirus cases. The Tampa Bay Times reports Florida added 1,902 new positive coronavirus cases in the last 24 hours to bring the total to nearly 71,000. Florida also recorded 29 new deaths due to COVID-19. The state's official total is now close to 3,000 deaths. Most Americans say they are wearing masks. They're still, by and large, avoiding restaurants, and the vast majority are still staying at least 6 feet from others. A new poll finds most Americans are not ready to abandon precautionary measures in response to the coronavirus. Even as many states and metropolitan areas are relaxing restrictions, the survey finds 90% of Americans report wearing a mask, and most are postponing social activities, avoiding crowds, and avoiding contact with high-risk people. But Americans were not as committed to the idea of using an app or a website to help identify or track infections. Public health officials say it's important to remain vigilant. Meanwhile, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention posted new guidelines today. It says if you do venture out, call ahead to restaurants and nail salons to make sure staff are wearing face coverings. Worldwide protests are calling for police department reforms and accountability. Cities around the U.S. are looking to establish citizen review boards to monitor police activity. WMNF's Janet Scherberger reports Tampa has had such a board in place since 2015, but community and city leaders are now looking for ways to strengthen it.
Former City Council Chairman Frank Reddick helped lead the effort to create Tampa's Citizen Review Board in 2015. He ultimately voted against it due to concerns with the final proposal that he believed made it ineffective. Now, he says, it's time to make some changes.
It's a weak board, and I just think changes need to be made, and they need to be made soon.
One change he'd like to see is allowing the board to directly receive complaints from citizens.
The Citizen Review Board doesn't receive the report until the Internal Affairs has completed its investigation. There's nothing they can do at that point, because any recommendation that they make, they can't change the outcome.
At a press conference on Wednesday, the NAACP and the ACLU said they also want the city to revamp the board so that it can investigate citizen complaints. Tampa Mayor Jane Castor told the Tampa Bay Times this week she is open to ideas, but concerned that state law limits what types of changes can be made. At a Tampa City Council meeting on June 4th, Councilman Orlando Goods asked the CRB to review the department's use of force policy. He also asked to expand the role of the board to include involvement with police officer hiring and promotions, saying the department needs more diversity.
As an African-American officer, I understand some of the injustices as it relates to hiring, promotions, and so forth and so on. Them being a part of the process brings a little more transparency for these citizens. Also, I just believe that it'll help the officers inside the house have a little more confidence in those processes.
Ultimately, he said, any changes will require cooperation with council, the police union, and the city administration.
At the end of the day, you've got to compromise on anything you do to make it work. And I think anything that will show transparency to the public and the public feel at ease, and we can all come together and say, hey, let's try something. Let's just try it.
The Tampa City Council is scheduled to revisit motions related to the CRB at meetings this summer. The next Citizen Review Board meeting is June 23rd at 6 p.m. at the Tampa Convention Center. This is Janet Scherberger reporting.
The man who tore down a racist mural in St. Petersburg City Hall in 1966 will respond on Monday to news that the city will put up a plaque on the site. Omalia Shatella, chair of the African People's Socialist Party, plans a press conference on the steps of City Hall to announce a plan for what a press release calls drastic actions in response to the city government's attempt to rewrite history during this time of social and political upheaval. One of his objections is the city's use on the plaque of a dead name that Yeshitella has not used for decades. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has signed into law a sweeping package of police accountability measures that received new backing following protests of George Floyd's killing. The laws signed today include one allowing the release of officers' long-withheld disciplinary records. The measures were approved this week by the state's Democratic-led legislature. The laws signed by Cuomo, a Democrat, will ban police chokeholds, make it easier to sue people who call police on others without good reason, and set up a special prosecutor's office to investigate the deaths of people during and following encounters with police officers. Here's the weather for the Tampa Bay area. Tonight, there's a slight chance of a rain shower with overnight lows in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms will develop later in the day. Afternoon highs will be near 90. Similar weather is expected on Sunday. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.